All right, Park and Rec Commission regular meeting starts at 6:31. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we have a roll call, please, Gloria?
Commissioner Chase?
Present.
Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Beaupre is absent. Commissioner Barlow?
Present.
Commissioner Hillman?
Present.
Commissioner Mathewson is absent. Commissioner Plikas?
Present.
Commissioner Schober is absent. Commissioner Stone?
Present. Alterations to the agenda? I think we're good tonight. Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Okay, to consider and act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of August 21st, 2024.
I make a motion, we accept the minutes.
Second it.
Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, to consider and act on a motion to enter into an executive session for the purpose of the discussion of documents containing attorney-client privileged communications provided in confidence and exempt from disclosure pursuant to Connecticut General Statutes 1-206E and 1-210B10 pertaining to the legal advice to the mayor regarding lease negotiations. Discussions to include members of the Parks and Rec Commission, Parks and Rec Liaison Kate Southard, Town Attorney Mike Satti. Is that pronounced correctly? Thank you. And Mayor Bunnell. Is that pronounced correctly?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor? Any discussion?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We're going to go into executive session at 6:34.
Joel, this doesn't record. She's responsible.
Okay, we have returned from executive session at 7:23. No votes were taken.
Sorry.
Okay. Recreation Director's Report for September 2024. Question before you move on.
Yeah.
Last month, we said that we had the, your report said we had the Desjardins Park bid package all put together and that you wanted Desjardins to separate them.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And they were going to, but we didn't, evidently did not send that out for bid last month.
It was done, but it hadn't been. Once the engineer does the bid specs, it goes to the finance department, has to get a number, has the boilerplate stuff, sent to the bid paper.
Just so everyone, I express my frustrations to the mayor that, you know, this is just dragging on and on and on. So hopefully we can make some progress. Well, I think the asphalt plants are going to be closed before we get any of our...
They will close
End of October, middle of November.
No, they'll go to... It depends on our
weather.
Mid-November, though, so they'll close.
Yeah.
So when so the packages are done, do you know when the bids are due back? Not yet.
October 10th.
October 10th. Yeah. And how long does the process take to pick a contractor once you get the bids back? All compliant and all that stuff. Yep, understood. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I might as well ask this.
I think our window is running out to get these projects done this year, and that's very disappointing.
Mr. Chairman, I might as well ask this question now out of curiosity rather than waiting further on to the agenda, but are the specifications the same for the two locations other than number of courts? Or
no, Camp Oakdale has two courts, and it's basically a full dig up, go down, new base. The Desjardins is a grind and new blacktop. And then if there's a, depending on the bid amounts, the baskets themselves may or may not be replaced at Desjardins. They will be replaced at Camp Oakdale. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, it is disappointing, as you say, that we are where we are without these being completed. Season.
Yep. But yeah, that's just, I hope we can get them in. You know, we were supposed to do this last year, and it got messed up last year, so.
Well, especially because this is effectively a year-round activity, as long as there's no snow. If these could be in place, they could get good use starting soon.
You might luck out because of construction in the area. The plants may be open no longer.
Yeah, the if you recall, a couple of years ago, when the tennis and pickleball courts, they had even planned to go into December with paving as well. Again, weather. Commissioner Stone. so yeah, it's weather dependent in the plant. So, but in October, that should give us plenty of time to at least award the bid and see what happens from there.
Didn't mean to cut you off, but thank you. You can continue.
Let's see. Yeah, we all got a couple of trick-or-trunk folks that have signed up. And the week prior to trick-or-trunk will be the Saturday that I'm out collecting donations at Stop and Shop for bags of candy. And it's also that particular night is Mohegan Fire's trick or trunk that they are doing, which they've been doing for the last 3 or 4 years, I want to say now, Rocky. Yeah, somewhere in there. I believe they're doing it at St. Bernard's now instead of their own location. But
it's nice
they don't get the turnout we get, so. And they still, the fire department comes and has a trunk with us as well, so it's not like they're just not cooperating with us.
Are their times the same? The start and end time?
4 hours? Or for theirs?
Yeah.
I don't know what their time is. Yeah. Yeah. That Saturday in the afternoon is also our pumpkin decorating. So that'll be 50, 60 kids painting and decorating pumpkins in the gym at Fair Oaks. It's one of those free ones for our Montville residents. And the last bullet on that first page, we'll be taking it up a little bit later too, but the Stryker company is going to have requested anyway to rent the large pavilion and the pickleball courts for an entire day, October 5th, for a company outing. Now, it's not going to be, you know, like hundreds of people. It's only going to be like 20 to 30 people. So I'm still trying to have them narrow down their hours. It's not going to take all day to have 20 or 30 people play pickleball. So I want to put up a sign that says courts closed from X amount of time to X amount of time.
And it's pretty effective if you get those times posting it on the app.
Yeah, team
people,
yeah, team
people
reach.
Pay attention
yep,
to that.
Yep, they do. Yep. So I did receive a call just yesterday. Actually, it was a message. I didn't get a chance to speak to the woman. She said that there were some chips that were taken out of the court. She didn't know how. but to go take a look at them. So I'm going to go take a look at those tomorrow. See, and it may be because there was a bike on there and their pedal caught the surface, or maybe a skateboarder, or God only knows how a chip may have been taken out. So I'll check it out, see if there's any repairs to be done. Hopefully they will not be. But other than that, we have the lease for the gym coming up as well. The council will be taking that up shortly at the Bradley School next door here. They use the gym mostly in the winter time, either on a Tuesday or a Thursday. Sometimes it's both, depending on how bad the weather is. But it's usually about 30 times a year, and they pay us per use. So that has been forwarded to the mayor's office, the attorney, and they'll be taking that up at some point in the future, probably in October, if I'm not mistaken. That's your next meeting? Yep. So that's it.
Questions? Okay, report from finance.
We're still looking good in all aspects so far at this point. I did have a discussion today with John Carlson. If you recall, we used to have money in our account for decorations for the holiday season.
$5,000.
Yeah, he's got $3,500, and he wanted to know if he really thinks we have enough on the phone poles at this point. I said, well, maybe we need to focus more on the front of town hall here. So if anybody has any ideas, I thought maybe a lit up happy holidays to go down in front of the wall where the holiday tree is.
At some point a few months ago, I don't know whether it was in one of our meetings here or at a public works meeting, there was some discussion about the shape of the condition of some of the American flags. And I actually noticed that driving down 32 last week, that some of them are starting to fade and things like that. So
we
probably got to think about replacing some of those at some point.
That responsibility was devolved from us, where it seemed sort of strangely to reside at one point, to be the responsibility of public works.
Correct.
Period.
I'll take it
back. That's not really our concern.
Well, yeah, John knows what. But he just wanted to know if we had any input as to what they wanted.
Who are we not to help?
Well, but when Pete mentioned enhancing the holiday displays, or I don't know if it's a good idea or a bad idea when it comes to the idea of messages, you know, happy holidays as opposed to anything else. But I wonder if we couldn't sort of enhance the existing arrangements with a little bit of
funds. I think the town hall looks beautiful during the holiday season.
Right. Does the tree need to be pruned or shaped? Is that something that could be done?
More lights or more bulbs.
Exactly. Just sort of do what's being done a little better, perhaps.
We discussed larger bulbs for the tree, mm-hmm. and the plastic ornaments, because you always lose some of those due to the weather. That's understood.
We've never, to my knowledge, have encountered any of the problems that the legal issues that have arisen in a number of other towns around the state. Once you start to get into the subject of particular messages and things like that, and so I would think that that's something we would probably best avoid. But doing what we've all already been doing, maybe with some improvements and.
I guess that was part of his point. If there's something else that anybody happens to think of, mm-hmm. Just let me know and I can pass that
along.
I
know if Commissioner Morgan was here, she would like to be involved, but I'll get some word to her.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, just a quick question on the facility usage, the large pavilion. I see $100. Do these people like forfeit their...
Yes.
Money. Okay. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So,
they had asked if they could move all the tables and chair, picnic tables, and we told them no, because then you know, A, they don't get, they get stolen, you don't put them back where they were, and in fact, that's what they did. I don't know how they opened the locks, because they don't have a key, but they did get, and they moved them all around, and like we had anticipated, they just left them
out. And you never found out how the lock got opened?
No, because they returned the key before we knew they had moved everything around. It was first thing Monday morning, and then I just wrote them a note saying, thank you very much for your donation. Extra time that Public Works had to deal with by putting everything back.
Okay. Any questions on the report from Finance? Okay, October newsletter. So I'm going to say something in general, Pete. We, Kate and I have talked a little bit about this. And what software are we... Are you doing this in Word or...
No, I used Publisher initially, and then I changed it into a PDF because most people can't open the...
What was the software you were thinking, Kate? Didn't you come up have a different...
I don't know for a newsletter,
Go ahead.
You know, for graphics themselves, when I make my squares, you see them on the farmer's market. Can I take this out?
Oh, like you've never mind.
So, when I make those graphics, you see them for the farmer's market.
Yep.
The squares.
Yep.
I use a program called Canva to make those. I don't know if they have a newsletter in there.
You don't
but
know if that's a good thing for a new.
I don't know, but I was
a tool that would help you out do that.
I know, but I don't know if this is the appropriate place for it, but I did have it written here in my notes. I was going to mention it during my comments at the end. If you want me to wait, I wanted to talk about Canva a little bit.
I think they do have a newsletter thing because I used it at school.
So I don't know if you've heard of Canva, C-A-N-V-A. Basically, it's a great graphics program. You can make anything on it. You can make social media, like everything. I make Instagram squares. I make Facebook posts from it. I make our Facebook banners from it. I use it for everything. I make flyers. You see the flyers that are hung around. I make those with Canva. I use it all the time. I think that Eva, she's young, she probably would do very well with it. If I'm an old goat at 54 and I'm able to do it, I'm pretty sure she can do it. I believe for a year it costs about $130. It's one of the best investments I personally made for the farmer's market. I pay for it on my own. And I look at... Like even tonight, I was scrolling, and Salem Parks and Recreation had advertisements in our forum, Montville Community Forum, and these advertisements were bright and eye-catching, and they were obviously from Canva. Canva has about 1 million templates for you to use, and now all I do is see something I like, I pull it out, and I change the words and save it and send it out. And I'm pretty sure that's what they do as well. I believe Waterford uses it. I think that pretty much everybody does. It's a great program.
I think it's part of the, you know, we've been talking a little bit about our website and, you know, how that can use some improvement. And this is part of this, for me anyway. I can't speak for everybody here, but, you know, I think we would like to help. I would like to see you get any tools we can get you to, you know, help move things forward and, you know, like you said, make them
make
bigger,
it look pretty.
Brighter.
Yeah. Make it look pretty, make it look more up to date.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but just wanted to put that bug in your ear.
One of the things that we've dealt with in the past a little bit was, you know, keeping our website attractive, up to date, and so forth in ways that are, you know, comparable to, you know, other towns and recreation departments. But having to refer any serious effort in that regard to the town IT person and so on. So if we can move in a direction that's usable and maintainable by someone for example, with Eva's skills, you know, the typical skills that a young person might have with regard to technology, I think that'd be a step in the right direction to helping us keep our online presence and our newsletter fresh and up to date.
Yes, exactly. And like I said, if I could do it, anybody could do it.
All right, thanks, Pete.
Yeah, sure.
Continue.
No problem. The new addition to the newsletter are the floral arranging classes, and you can see that the pictures that I'm using were just online ones, because what she is going to be doing will be similar to those, but not exactly, which is what I put into the description, the first paragraph. The pictures are examples and not what you'll be making. Now, one I don't have from her yet is the Thanksgiving one. She's not quite sure what she's going to do. It's the centerpiece, but she's not sure whether she's going to use candles now. So she's getting back to me by tomorrow, because I need to send that out mass email to everybody. She was supposed to get this to me prior to August to include into the booklet, but she got busy. She had a lot of weddings. She couldn't get into it. So now I'll just mass email it like we do the newsletter anyway. It's been successful by posting it in the senior center. We get quite a few folks that take a look at it there. They enjoy that. And then I leave a bunch of those flyers at her business so that people go in. You're buying flowers, you might as well take a class. And to be honest with you, when I see those finished products, and we're only charging $45. You couldn't buy that in her place for $45. They're very nice. She does an unbelievable job. She's very knowledgeable. So that works out really well. So we're excited for that. And they usually, other than the orchid one last year, all of them were quite full.
Well attended.
Yep, very well attended.
Peter, under upcoming events on November 16th, can you add the farmer's market, winter market, holiday market?
November.
And I'll send you a full page to put in the...
Full page?
A full page. Well, you have
from
an extra
Canva?
Page here from the looks of it. You can fit it in there.
I got five
yes,
pages now,
speak,
man.
Kate.
Farmers. You call it the winter market?
Holiday market, please.
Holiday market. That's a tile.
Yes, thank you. 10 to 2.
Any comments on the...
And the time? I usually put the time.
10 to 2.
10 to 2. All right.
On the newsletter, any comments, questions? Okay, unfinished business. Discussion of projects and funding status. Our Desjardins Park basketball court replacement, we kind of know where that is. Playscape, we know where that is.
Yeah, the purchase order was signed. It'll be scanned and sent to them tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
Figuring a couple weeks and...
Yeah, they said 2 to 3 weeks delivery time. You know, like I said, I had quote-unquote ordered it, so they have it, but they won't ship it until they get the purchase order.
Yep.
So that's good.
Excellent. Camp Oakdale basketball court replacement, we talked about that already.
Yep.
Camp Oakdale Pavilion repairs, I'll go. I've been there a couple times this week. The siding, last I looked, was almost done. Might be done by now.
Yep.
A lot of the trim work was almost done. You know, they put like a beadboard in the roof of the stage, white beadboard. It looks really nice.
It does. Yep.
My understanding is that most of the electrical work has been done in the body of the where the siding was put. The outlets and stuff aren't in yet, but all the wiring have been done. I think they've got to paint the columns.
Those are done.
Okay.
They did those.
Yep. They look great.
And then I think my understanding is they were going to continue on and paint the bathroom.
I believe so, yeah.
Yep.
They have to do the ceiling and the overhead lights and stuff, too. But
well, then the electrical can finish up.
Yep.
So that was a, so they're really making progress. It looks really good. The other thing that I...
The bathroom, meaning the separate building.
The separate building. Separate, yeah, yeah, that's going to be painted the same color.
Same way. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I think you might not have been here that meeting.
No, I think I...
When we picked the color, that was something that we moved forward with. They're not residing it. They're painting it the same color.
No, but it'll be an improvement.
It will.
Itself, and then as we move forward with...
And then I'm in love with the field in the corner. The fence is down, and that just looks great right now. And we'll probably talk a little more about that a little later. But, yeah, so that's the main programs we have going on right now. Farmers Market update. Morgan's not here, so I can skip it unless Kate, you want to...
Last one is Tuesday, and then we're having the holiday market on November 16th at Tile, 10 to 2.
Okay. Carnival committee update. Again, Morgan's not here. As far as I know, we still do not have a firm contract with our vendor. So I don't think I'll sleep well until we get that done. So... Job description committee, we have not initiated that yet. Website improvement, Mayor Bunnell has requested that I speak with the IT director to, you know, see what we can do to move that along. And we'll talk more about this in the months to come. New business. This was, first thing is something that Commissioner Plakis brought up. You know, we have, I keep sending out this spreadsheet that has all these items on it that we've, you know, come across from when we did our walk around, all the things we'd like to see done. A couple of years ago, if you remember, we actually prioritized them. I don't know how I do this without it being a meeting, but I'd like us individually to kind of prioritize these, and then we can tally the votes up and see where we stand on some of this stuff. And so this would be, you know, this is what this commission, you know, feels needs to be done. I've had the opportunity to talk, you know, to not only John from Public Works, but Tom and Matt, you know, they're the ones that do the maintenance at the facilities, and they'd actually like to be part of this process. They have ideas also, and you know, it's nice to hear that, you know, they care about this stuff, and I think the mayor gave them this list. I actually exchanged. There's a town cell phone, I think. They've been telling me as they've completed some things. I think last month we said that we have some of those, information boards. They put up two more of them at a couple spots, you know, and they texted me and said, hey, we got these up. You know, they're excited about it. So somehow we got to... Because our employees work during the day, I don't know whether we invite them to come to a meeting some night or something. I'd like to engage them somehow.
You seem to be talking about a number of things. On the subject of employees or the public works director attending, we've discussed this in the past, and I think that the stumbling block ultimately came down as we finally worked our way through it. Some of us, you know, perhaps asking questions and so on. Came down to the issue of comp time and sort of the position of the former finance director or perhaps inflexibility, one might say, in that regard. So that might not be an issue, I mean, anymore. Pete manages to come to all these meetings, and so I don't think it's inappropriate at all that the public works director could attend a few.
Well, I think the public works director could, but I think Matt and Tom, I believe they're probably hourly employees.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Now, they may come just as citizens and want to contribute.
I do agree. It's honestly very important to include them. and to include ideas that that they may have. But in a larger sense, I still also think we're talking about a couple of different things here. I mean, getting to the point you made about crediting John Plykus for the idea of let's sort of get this list of priorities moving along. He had initially asked some questions a while back about what this list was and how do we track progress and so on. But where I thought...
Let me cut you off one. I wasn't quite done with what where we were ultimately going.
Sure.
Let me just finish.
Sure thing, Rock. Sorry.
Once we did this, we're not experts on any of this. And what John was recommending is that we actually hire somebody to come up with a master plan to take all our ideas and potentially look at all our parks areas, you know, and come up with some plans. Like, we have some rough plans for what to do at Mosterway. We have some rough plans. You have some trails, a nice DLA drawing of the handicapped trail all around Camp Oakdale. We've talked ad nauseum about Schofield. What do we want Schofield to be? So John's idea is, let's try to get a plan that we can work, you know, put something concrete on paper that we can work towards. So taking our ideas and the public works group's ideas and hire somebody to put them on, commit them to paper.
I'd hardly disagree with that big picture, 900-foot view of things.
Yeah.
But I would also point out that we've tried to focus specifically on a number of occasions, including recently, on a master plan, if you will, that can be implemented in stages, a little bit a year, let's say, with regard to the Central Park areas, not just the athletic field area, but more particularly the pavilion area. And this kind of came to sort of a head recently with the hill removal and so on, in which it became kind of apparent that there really wasn't a plan, that there were some good things happening, but it's hard to see how things relate one to another. So while I do think that a big overall plan, at least with respect to all those properties that are within the control, if you will, of the commission, which may be another question we need to resolve, not to rub a sore spot on that, Rocky. But at the same time, I think that we were at a point a couple of months ago where we agreed that now is the time to start moving on a specific plan in respect to that central pavilion area and adjacent area. So maybe we can do both, but I'd hate to see us, I mean, I think an overall, you know, master plan of everything is a great idea, but I'd hate to see us be a couple years down the road and still not making any progress in that central area that we've talked about being a real priority.
I think you would agree. We've really been focusing on maintenance. Mm. You know, now, yes, was it an improvement putting the pickleball courts in, but that was really maintaining the tennis courts that were there. All the work we're doing on the pavilion is maintenance. You know, I think this master plan, you know,
we've done a lot of work on here.
We do, and I understand, you know, and maybe we can get a master plan for the pavilion area, and then maybe one for the dog park area. But because they cost money and they take time. And, you know, we're already through the budget process. So this is all stuff we have to, maybe next year.
Rocky, I'm sorry. But there's obviously finite resources no matter what. And available to us for this kind of thing. And so it just seems to me that rather than going too far down the road into areas that we don't think are necessarily the most important things to focus on now. For example, Desjardins Park, we're making some significant improvements there. I wouldn't expect we're going to need to make significant improvements there for some time to come. Maybe a little bit of landscaping work, something like that.
Stop some runoff, you know.
Right, but we already have, you know, I think come to the conclusion at some length that central area, the Central Park area, needs some focus. That's why I'm suggesting both. That from a master planning approach, maybe what we're looking for is help with identifying priorities and how that fits into some sort of a scheme and implementation process going forward. With regard to that central park area around the pavilion and so forth, I think that we're looking for some concrete steps. What should this look like? Because next year, if we have the ability to plant 20 trees or something, where should they go? That sort of thing. So it seems to me that there are really two different tracks that we're talking about here that aren't mutually exclusive.
Right, but I think what you don't want to do, though, is I think almost all of us would agree, you know, the parking situation at the pavilion is horrible.
Agreed.
But, you know, we need something drawn up, you know, I think.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want to plant trees if that's going to be a parking space two years from now.
That's exactly right. And we deal even now with some of the consequences of decision-making in the past that related to either short-term thinking or specific thinking based on things that are no longer factors. Even the positioning of the pavilion on that lot. Obviously, we're stuck with it, but maybe today we wouldn't do it in that same way. But again, we can't move forward in any kind of detail in that area or any area without getting to the point sooner than later of someone sort of drawing on paper where these things should go.
Totally agree.
And I don't think that's the same thing, and I don't think it's more important or less important than sort of an overall scheme that identifies as, okay, you know, Desjardins may be kind of dealt with for pretty well for a few years, but we need to focus some resources on this other area, you know, the Schofield or the ball fields or whatever, to help prioritize and implement some of those things we've discussed.
John's right. I mean, we can't do just like the 30,000-foot plan. We'll never get it done.
Right.
So, like, we've invested a lot of money into the large pavilion area. We should have an end goal.
Right. Yep.
Of what we want to do so every year we can take another step to that goal.
So
it works.
And that's why, you know, that's why I put this on here. Maybe it needs to be rewarded a little bit. I wasn't expecting to take any votes tonight,
but
I did want to, it kind of ties in, like I said, with all the things we want. I'll send something out. I think I'd like to get all the individual commissioners' thoughts on the prioritization of these items. And again, if everybody's feeling that the pavilion area is the first thing we should be kind of concentrating on, then we can focus on that.
I mean, ultimately, you'd probably wind up with specific plans for
every site.
Every site. Absolutely. For different sections of Camp Oakdale versus other areas on the other side of town, for example, like Desjardins. And these plans wouldn't be mutually exclusive nor dependent on each other. So
I wanted to get this on here, and you know, we'll get it up here and keep it up under unfinished business and work toward this goal.
We can develop it going forward, but I think that recently and from a couple of different directions, this has kind of come to a focus, and we need to go with that.
Okay. All right. The next thing was something Pete asked for. This was a discussion of a rental rate. This has to do with what he brought to our attention about the Stryker company looking basically to reserve the pickleball courts. Pete's still trying to figure out exactly what times they want to. What do they have the pavilion for?
Well, when you rent the pavilion,
all
you get for the whole day.
So it's whenever they feel like starting. We don't really know.
Yeah, well, it's usually around 8 in the morning, and then you got to be out of there by 10:30.
Now, are they a local company?
They have places all around the state, from my understanding.
But are they out from, do they have an office in Oakdale or no?
They do not.
They do not.
They would be a non-resident.
Non-resident. Yep. Okay. So Pete, you know, said that he thought, he was asking, you know, my opinion on this, and I said I'd bring it before the commission. He was thinking, I'll let you say what you were thinking.
Yeah, well, and we've had this discussion before about all of our pricing for rentals and how low they are. They haven't changed since before I got here, which was 14 years ago. at least bringing this particular one in line with what the Board of Ed charges. For their fields, they charge $25, or fields, classroom, whatever, gym. It's $25 an hour, $350 for the whole day. Currently, we charge $25 per game, which is usually around 2 hours, for our fields or anything like that. But we've never had an all-day fee.
So what concerned my thoughts on this were, we charge $100 for the pavilion, right? And you get 50 back if you clean it.
Correct.
I just found it hard to say that we should be charging $350 for the pickleball courts. They don't seem, you know, it seems like we, they would be relatively the same price for those two parks areas. Notwithstanding that, I totally agree. I think we have to discuss raising all of our rates at some point. Tonight's not the night to do that, I don't think, but you know, we should be able to, I think we should be charging more for the pavilion. I think we should be charging more if somebody wants, so.
Even though, John.
Go ahead, John.
I just looked it up. If you haven't, in 14 years, you haven't changed the value?
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be $145 just to be in 2010 dollars.
145?
Yep. No. Just to break even with 2010.
Yeah, and in discussions with John Carlson at Public Works, you know, his view is we should be getting up that high because it costs that much for those guys to go out there and do whatever needs to be done, line a field, mow the grass.
That's just inflation.
Clean up, that kind of thing, you know, the overhead on that side.
So typically if they rent it, would one of our employees be there all day, or do they go at the end for a couple hours to clean up?
It usually depends on how many people. Over 100 people at the pavilion, then Public Works will send a person there, and you pay for that.
Okay.
Again, we've never, for ball fields, we don't have them there unless it's opening day for soccer, you know, a really large event, mix of sticks.
So about Pee Wee football and stuff on Sundays, town employee there for the whole day?
No. They play three games. Well, like this week, was it this weekend coming up?
No town employee there.
There is no.
The field on Friday and pick up on Monday, whatever they got to do.
They do that as part of their normal work day on a Friday.
Correct. Yeah. The football has their own dumpster for any trash. They play three games. It's usually a 4, 6, and 8 o'clock game, which is okay, because soccer goes till about 3, so you'd have, they're not using every field at 3, but there's enough out there. The early mornings are the tough times when soccer's using all 4 fields, so that's why they play in the evenings. But yeah, they had a rainstorm last weekend, I think it was, and they had to delay the game because there was some lightning, so they didn't end up finishing till 11 o'clock at night, which is a little bit too late. Of course, the lights turn off at 11, too, so that was a problem.
obviously, as John points out, keeping up with the value of money over time is an important consideration, as is covering costs. I do wonder, though, should the pricing structure take into account, for example, the fact that you mentioned this statewide organization wanting to rent the pickleball courts in conjunction with the large pavilion for some sort of a program, which sounds great. On the other hand, there may be events for which Montville residents, taxpayers, there are such events, I'm sure, want to use that pavilion, whether it be for a family reunion or a Boy Scout event or something like that, whatever it might be. Should there be a distinction in the pricing structure based on whether we're talking about
resident,
local
non-residents
or non-residents?
We typically do for any program we offer. Do
the rentals are that way.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
The answer is yes. Is this what I asked you and John to talk about? Is list all our facilities and make recommendations for the rates? Was that it, or was it something else I asked?
That was something else.
Okay.
Yeah. But we can certainly do that. I'm actually going to a meeting tomorrow with other recreation departments in the area, and that was one of the things I was going to ask them, what are your pricing structures? Because some of the groups, like I know the town of Groton, is under a cost recovery policy, so they know that it costs this much for electricity and other utilities plus staffing power per hour for that facility, indoor or out, and then they make adjustments based on that.
So, again...
But others, we just, like us, we just, okay, we want people to use the facility. We don't want to price them out of using the facility, so maybe it's a gradual, okay, maybe it's $50 now, maybe it's $150 this next year. And
well,
then
I think
goes
we
up.
Picked a date, January 1st or something.
Right, and yeah, and January 1st would be the ideal because we still have rentals going on until the end of the fall.
Right. You know, I would offer that we should potentially try to keep these courts open in the morning, 8 till, 10, when most of our regular pickleball players play, and then let them rent them from 10 o'clock till 6 o'clock, or whenever they, something
I
like
know,
that.
I know, have some time for the public.
Have some time. And as far as the, I guess we should take some sort of vote on what to charge. Does $150 seem reasonable? You came up with $145. I thought $350 was too much.
I just looked up the value of a dollar in 2010.
Yeah. So this is right now a one-time thing. We probably won't have another request like this till we can really establish some rates. Does that seem reasonable, or does somebody have any other suggestions?
The person I spoke with actually works part-time in IT, and it's her daughter that's part of the Stryker company. When I said, well, I don't know, I just kind of threw that $350 out there, and they didn't even blink an eye, so.
There you go. We have any situations. I'm sorry.
If they do, maybe I can negotiate with them down. But
is there a way of finding out? $350,
and that's what it is.
Well, can we make a motion to let Director Bushway negotiate the price? And
yes, but I just did have one sure. question. Maybe we should ask this after making the motion. But are there circumstances that we're aware of where organizations will rent, as you put it, arrange to use the particular facilities, and then from there go on to charge money to participate?
We've had three times people have tried to reserve those courts to run tournaments, mm-hmm. at which they were going to charge money. Mm-hmm. I think they were benefit tournaments.
They were fundraisers.
Fundraisers.
Tennis team.
And how we dealt with that sort of situation.
Well, they all fell apart. So I think
and they were all
you
school,
charged at what? 15?
They were all school-based as
right,
well.
So we
wouldn't charge them anyway.
Okay, so we really haven't approached the situation of a private entity wishing to rent facilities and then to charge money for participants.
And you want to be careful because you don't want to set a precedent that someone else can point to.
Correct.
But we don't really have a policy. I think I'm sort of in favor of letting Director Bushway figure this one out on his own if nobody has any objections to that. Does anybody have any?
Just let him, this situation coming up, and then we'll set policy and after that?
Correct.
We'll deal with this next meeting moving forward.
Well, find out what other towns charge for similar venues.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I can have that information tomorrow.
But if you threw $350 out there, they didn't blink an eye. Keep it there.
Well, and it's a pretty good sized company, I guess. So, mm-hmm. probably like the one Mr. Stone works for. Money is no object.
They're not that big. Oh, no, believe me. Money is an object at General Dynamics.
Since when?
Is everybody okay with that? Just to move on?
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. I know everybody wants to go home. Communications. I actually got communications today. The mother of a Girl Scout reached out, and they're looking at potentially doing a program. They were asking the process for potentially putting a handicap swing at Fair Oaks. So anyway, I told them the process, and I told them to reach out to you. I told them I would help, you know, if they got something together, you know, maybe if there were some pieces missing, but so.
It's usually a standalone piece of equipment.
I also made it known that we have a list of things that are potential Girl Scout, Boy Scout projects that we'd be willing to share with troops in general. And so that was a late, I got that half hour before I came here. Remarks from the public. Remarks from Town Council Liaison Southard.
Thank you. Okay. So at our town council meeting, we did establish and approve the composition of the Community Center Building Committee. And we're asking for a member from the Parks and Recreation Commission to be on it. So if that could be added to your next agenda, to add somebody to that. When I go to the Public Works meeting, I will bring back the American flags. I will bring back how you talked about Matt and Tom wanting to be part of the process. Is that what you want me to do, Mr. Chair?
I'm sorry, I was writing. What was that?
Would you like me to mention at the next Public Works meeting that Matt and Tom maybe want to be part of the process of some of
Yes, but I'm going to try to attend the next meeting. So, yes. If I'm not there.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, I'll talk about the flags, too. And I believe... Oh, and the mayor just handed me this. I have the lease of the Montville Town Hall Gymnasium. There's going to be one little change made to it. Tenant may occupy the premises between the hours of 8:15 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. on either Tuesday and or Thursday. That's the only change, is the and or. I believe it used to be or. Yeah. Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Lenny, you were out back. I already went past remarks from the public. I'll give you the opportunity.
I just want to say that in regards to a plan, in regards to a goal for different uses and upgrading, however you were wording it, for Camp Oakdale, for the Mostaway property, simply develop an RFP, get it to the finance director, and we'll find out what it's going to cost. And then we can select somebody, hire somebody, after we make sure there's funding for it. And we can get something started in that direction, because as we talked about for Camp Oakdale, there's, you know, we've been piecemealing that all these years. If somebody came in from outside and visited it and said, you know, as a architect, this is what we could do to to remodel this and add to it or change it, that's going to be engineered and thought out. But let's start with an RFP. I'm sure between all of you, you know, you've got enough talent to where you should be able to draft something that we can propose to or give to the finance director and get something started in that direction.
And did I hear correctly that you will make sure we get funding for all that? Did I hear that correctly?
We'll try. Try. We'll give it a great effort.
I will tell you that, you know, there's other departments like the Planning and Zoning Department that has line items for consultant fees that, you know, I'm not saying it's there we can use, but I will certainly try to get it redirected to it.
Thank you for putting up with me.
Would that be something CLA would be capable of doing, potentially?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
since John already has engineering line
There's
item.
A couple names I have just from looking at. Waterford just went through this.
Okay.
Groton has gone through this. There's some other.
Okay, good.
There's some firms we can talk about. Let's see. Okay. Remarks from Recreation Director Bushway.
I had just one. Director Carlson called me today, and he has put a meeting together for Friday morning. He's been looking at a building, parks maintenance building, to be put up at Camp Oakdale at various locations. They were been studying where the best place where it could be. They've been finding a lot of ledge, shocker. But they have found the best location at this time, and we're going to go look at it Friday, and anybody else here is welcome to go. He's going to send me the time, is where that soccer shed is between fields 1 and 2. It would go just to the side behind that. There's already an access road there, of course. He doesn't quite know the size of the building yet, depending upon, but it's going to be larger than what is currently there. And the current one would, again, be for storage, but there's just, we're storing vehicles outside now. And at the last football game, we saw, actually there was a football game, soccer, and softball going on. So it was a myriad of people. And there were kids throwing stones at the metal building and throwing bricks at the tractors and equipment that are outside. So fortunately, one of the football parents went over and said, cut it out, kids. And one of the kids was just about to throw the brick at the headlight of our tractor. His buddy who was there said, you better take a look at that camera. And the kid dropped the brick and they ran off. So fortunately, that happened. But that's one of the downfalls of having our equipment outside. So this building would be fairly good size. And, of course, he doesn't have a size picked out yet. They're still dealing with the engineers. But that would be the location for the building at this point. So we're going to take a look at it on Friday.
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit about it. He's kind of changing the size of the building because of where it needs to go, too. He wants it like a little longer and a little narrower than what he was originally planning.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in the old building. It's totally inadequate, as we know. And I think they have had some damage to some of the tractors, even though this time they were saved.
Right.
They have had broken headlights and things like that.
Is this the same discussion of a new building because of equipment stored outside that we were having?
That got authorized last year, and it's dragged into not getting done yet.
So it's not a different building. It's the same new building.
Same building. They did some test pits.
It's a sore subject. Yeah. I can tell you, Councillor Karen is on the Public Works Director for not having this done. I think Kate has said some things to him. I think I've said some. We need to get this building built. There is a need. People, you know, went out of their way to fund it, and it's disappointing that it's not up yet. So hopefully they'll make some progress here.
Sure, and as disappointing as it is to hear from Pete about vandalism, even during the course of events right there on site, you know, the reality is we need this kind of security. There are plenty of times when responsible adults aren't around to intervene, as you suggested.
They are around, and they still don't intervene.
Still don't, as you say.
Your comment on the cameras, I forgot. I don't even know what's going on with the cameras we wanted down at the pickleball courts. So I'll have to bring that up at the Public Works meeting.
Yeah, but that's all I had.
Okay, thank you. Remarks from the commissioners. Commissioner Chase?
Well, I'll just say I appreciate Mayor Bunnell's comments regarding a direction forward on the planning issue. Rather than talking about it, let's do it. So thank you, Len, for that suggestion, and I think that's the way we should proceed, and I hope we'll.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner Plikas?
Nothing, but thanks to the mayor.
I'm good.
You're good.
Yep.
No, I don't have anything to say.
Nothing? My one thing.
Okay. Commissioner Stone is good. Thank you very much. Motion to adjourn the meeting at 8:20.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.